Today is August 22nd, 2026. Welcome to the OA Working with Others sponsorship meeting. Now, Denise B. will share up to 20 minutes on her experience, strength, and hope around sponsorship. It's all yours, Denise. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me to speak. And I am Denise. I'm a compulsive overeater, a 100-pounder, and a retread. And sponsorship is I won't say the only reason, but it's one of the main reasons that I am in recovery today. And I've been in program for a long time, since 1988, and I had one brief period that I had no sponsor, and that was not a good deal for me. I came in 1988. I weighed 280 pounds. I was in for 8 years. I lost 120 pounds, and then I left program completely and gained 60 pounds back. And I came back 21 plus years ago, and I am down now a total of 140 pounds. My first best experience with sponsorship is when I came back that second time, and I was suffering. I was miserable and pitiful and sad. And I received an outreach call from a nice lady named Barbara. And she asked me if I had a sponsor. And I told her that I was shopping around for one, and because I like to shop. And that's what I said. And so she said, "Well, they're on sale." I was like, "What? On sale? You ain't said nothing but a word." Okay. So she became my sponsor, and she asked me to do certain things, to read and write and call and pray. And I did that. And I was writing every day and calling her every day and reading what I wrote. And that went on for some time, weeks, months. And then I was in that same meeting, and I was sitting next to a very nice lady. And when the meeting ended, the nice lady was waving goodbye to me, and I was waving goodbye to her. And then she said, "Denise," because it's me, it's Barbara, your sponsor. I didn't recognize her because I'd only been talking to her on the phone. She is the one who taught me how to sponsor. And I stayed with her for a long time. She had what I wanted at that time. I wanted long-term recovery. And she at that time had 30 some years. And I wanted that, and I wanted it right now. I didn't get it right now, but she showed me how to do it. And what she offered me was the gold standard of sponsoring, using the AA 12 and 12 and the AA big book. And she called it the gold standard. I called her, she didn't notice, I called her this behind her back, the steel magnolia, because she was very much by that big book. And she was so kind and sweet about it. She was a little tiny thing with a high-pitched voice, but she meant what she said in that program, in what she offered me, got me abstinent and down to what I thought was my goal weight at that time. And I'm very, very grateful to her. So what I learned from her was to sponsor again from the AA big book and the AA 12 and 12. And so I had, at one point I had written down a whole little sheet of how I sponsor. And when I first started working with Barbara, she gave me like a handwritten sheet of how she sponsored. Turned out what she had written down was the same thing that was in some of these brochures that you can get online, how to sponsor, guides to sponsorship. And right now they're called, it's called because these are kind of old, but the new ones are called sponsorship in NOA. And so what I ask of my sponsees, because I've had a lot of sponsees, I've had a lot of sponsors, because I'd stayed with Barbara for a long time, and until I went to that period of time where I had no sponsor. I stayed with her for many years, many, many years, and then she didn't have enough time for me after a while, and I didn't know what to do. I wasn't courageous enough to say, I think I need a new sponsor. So she eventually said, I'm not being a good sponsor to you. I don't have time. And you can't have two people for your sponsor, because I was trying to have two people for my sponsor. Not, you know, and that wasn't worked either. That didn't work either. But so I floundered around for a while without a sponsor. And then I finally got another sponsor. I think after about a maybe 6 to 8 months, I finally got another sponsor, and she turned out to be a woman who had been sitting next to me for I would say years in another meeting that I went to, and we would talk all the time before and after the meetings. And so I finally asked her to be my sponsor. Oh no, but I had another sponsor in between that, and that one didn't work out too well. Sweet, sweet lady, but I couldn't talk to her as much as I needed. I couldn't talk to her for an hour every day, and that's how our calls would go. We liked each other so much, and I loved her dearly. She died last year. I loved her dearly, but I couldn't work that out. I tried to go to her house and spend like 3 hours a week and maybe do it that way. That didn't work. That didn't work. So I needed somebody who I could talk to that would be short and sweet, and just get in and out, because at this stage I'm an old timer, and so I didn't need babying, but I still need guidance. So I finally asked this woman who I was sitting next to all the time, and she turned out to be the perfect sponsor. Short and sweet, and today she likes to say, "Oh, just stay current." So I need to call her right now to get current. And she's in Portugal, and she thought leaving the country was gonna make me stop being her sponsee. Nope, I'm going with her to Portugal. I'll call her there and everything. So the way that I sponsor now, and the way that I always have sponsored, is with the Big Book. And I ask my sponsees to call me every day if they can. I'm much more flexible than I used to be. I ask my sponsees to call me every day, including weekends. I have it written down because I can't remember what I would ask, but before we begin, especially if I was working with a newcomer, if I work with a newcomer, I ask them to write a food history, and that food history includes not a blow by blow, meal by meal, but your first memory of compulsive overeating, and then up to present time. And that food history is for the both of us to get to know the person, for them to get to look at their food patterns and what things m trigger them, make them eat, and for us to get to know each other. And so I asked the sponsee to read that food history to me, and we talk about it. And reading what you write, I believe, helps to solidify for that person what's going on inside. You write it down, and stuff comes up that you didn't even consciously know was in there. And then when you read it out loud, you really get to hear your thoughts. And so hearing your own food history is very helpful, and it's a good place to start in making your food plan. So from that food history, I asked my sponsees, newcomers especially, who don't have all this already set up, to write a red light food list and a green light food list. And so that, and I used to say before computers, write it on one piece of paper and then write on another piece of paper. But now write it wherever you can write it, on the computer, online, wherever, however, write it down somewhere. On the red light list are foods that you know from your food history now, are foods that you can't stop eating, that make you want to binge, that make you want to eat the whole package. And then on the other page, write your green light foods. And those are foods that are okay to eat that don't make you binge. And those are the foods that you will include in your food plan. You might notice that I didn't say anything about yellow light foods because for me, yellow light foods are really just red light foods. They're just red light foods. They're about to be a red light food because for me, if I think it's something that's okay to eat, I'm going to eat a whole bunch of it. And and yellow light foods were always dangerous for me. But it is not my program, it's their program. So if they want to do yellow light foods, okay. And so then you have your food plan. And I always suggest to them, there's a pamphlet online. It used to be one called, it used to be called A Plan of Eating. And there was another one called Dignity of Choice. Now I think that's just one called A New Plan of Eating. And so that I suggest for sponsees to read that and pick that up from oa.org. And because they have samples of food plans in there. And so you can have one meal, three meals, some version of 3 meals a day, 3 meals and no snack, 3 meals and two snacks, 3 meals and one snack. And it's all trial and error. Everybody's food plan is different. And so I help newcomers set up a food plan. People who have been in program a while and already have a food plan, I just suggest they stick with that, what's working for them. But food plans are changeable as opposed to abstinence. A lot of people confuse or use food plan and abstinence as two things, but they are two separate things. So yet food plan is changeable and it's trial and error. And it changes as we age, or as your medical needs, or if you're traveling, or what have you. But abstinence is written in stone, and abstinence is simply refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors while trying to maintain and or obtain a healthy food weight. So they're two different things. So that food plan is a tool that you use to maintain your abstinence. So once we get all of that stuff all set up, then we work out a food plan. Then we start working the steps. And I use the AA 12 and 12 to walk my sponsees through the steps. And I do it the same way my sponsor did it with me. She asked me to read two paragraphs each day, write what comes up for me, and call her and read to her what I had written. And that was seemed easy enough to do, and that's what I did for a while until one day, our sponsor said, "You know, Denise, you write a very fine narrative, but you haven't said anything about your feelings." And I was like, I was upset with her. I didn't say anything. I just hung up the phone and was like, because, she called me to task very nicely, but she was right. And I, of course, feelings were something I was dancing around. Feelings were the reason I was in OA. Feelings are the reason I'm in OA. And so I thought, well, I'm going to show her. I'm going to write a feelings report every day and read it to her, and I'll show her. And that's what I did. I was like, yeah, I felt this. I felt that. I felt this. I felt that. And I would write my feelings every day and read them to her along with my step work. And so what happened was I learned how to feel my feelings, name my feelings, ride out my feelings. That's what I learned in writing about my feelings and showing her. I showed myself how to deal with my feelings without going to the food. That's what I do, and I do try to guide my sponsees to what it is they're feeling. And somewhere in the literature, it says that a sponsor's job is to guide their sponsee to a dependence on a higher power. And that's my main goal. That's my main goal. So as we work through the steps, we talk about what the sponsees read to me. We talk about what they read, and I share my experience, strength, and hope. But mostly, I listen. Because it is their program, not mine. And so they got to find a way to work it and fit it into their lives. So we walk through the steps using two paragraphs at a time, reading what comes up for them, talking about what comes up for them, and then we work our way toward the inventory. And a lot of times people get afraid about working the inventory, but as you work through the AA 12 and 12, you're already answering questions, doing those two steps at a time, two paragraphs at a time. There are questions that come up in the reading, and so I try to ease them into working the inventory and let them know that really you already been doing your inventory. All of these two paragraphs at a time, that's you're doing it. You're already doing it, and so then we do stop and do an official inventory, and there's all kind of formats you can use. I usually stick with the one that is in the AA 12 and 12. And these days, and actually I've always let the sponsee just choose whatever format they want to use, usually using the one in the AA big book. And so that's what we do. And back in the olden days before COVID, I would have sponsees come to the house, and we'd have a whole little everything, a little ceremony. And we do all of this stuff and the hugging and the praying and everything. But with COVID, we just kind of do it on a Zoom, and we do the inventory that way. And so we do, and so once, and then we just keep doing that two paragraphs at a time until they've worked through all of the steps. In addition to working the steps, I ask my sponsees to make two outreach calls every day. Every day. And that helps to grow a network of friends in a support group. And so sometimes I may not be available, but especially when there's a crisis, I may not be available. But when you've made the outreach calls, then you discover people that
No
you
minute warning.
thank you. You discover people that you relate to and that you have good conversations with, that you connect with. And so those people become your tribe, your group, and you call them if you can't reach me. So every day, what I do and what I ask my sponsees to do is read, write, call, and pray. Read, write, call, and pray. Eventually, we work through all the steps, and there's no graduation. And so, because the literature is so helpful, I ask sponsees to choose the next book that they want to read, if they want to read another program book, and read and write on that and talk about that. And so I have sponsees that I've had for decades, and that's what we do. And we also my sponsor Barbara and I started an OA big book page a day study group, and so that keeps me writing every day and reading, writing, and calling and praying every day. I know that today it's hard to call somebody every day, and people work. I'm retired, so people work, and so it's kind of hard to get the hours right. And so when someone asks me now if they want if I would be their sponsor, I tell them how I sponsor, and I let them marinate on it and see if that's something they can fit into their life. And so I've had many beautiful relationships, and I have former sponsees who I still love dearly, former sponsors who I still love dearly, who are family to me. And sponsorship is key to success in the program. And I'm just really grateful to be a sponsor and to be able to share what I do with you today. So thanks again for asking me, and thanks for letting me share.
Wow, thank you so much, Denise, for sharing your experience, strength, and hope with us this evening. Great service.